Australia.
You're listening to Dark Air.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 10, Annabelle. It's not the evil doll. It's, well, you'll see. I mean, I wish it were the evil doll. Oh, God, get me out of this contract faster.
Jesus. Who else has been using this thing? Godzilla? Smells like someone dunked it into a broken toilet at a hometown buffet. You know, you can change these covers. I'll have you know. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hey, sorry. Had to pop out.
Okay, you didn't for a thing. Get any of that?
Ready when you are, Mr. Carnation.
Okay, fine. Here we go. Chapter 10. The Italian Swine. I am asked on a daily basis how a celebrity in this ultra-transparent era navigates the dating world as a single, available, sexually relevant male. Well, it's not easy, let me tell you. It takes a village to successfully vet a potential mate for a virile celebrity such as myself. Thankfully, I have my trusty therapist, Dr. Kesden, to toss ideas around with. Our relationship has become a true collaboration, a safe space. An elegant dance, if you will. I'm not saying you're a piece of shit, Kesden, but others will with advice like you've been peddling lately.
Well, hello to you too, Terry.
You know what you did.
Refresh me?
When Zelan died, you told me to keep a routine, to shower and groom myself every day. Later on, you told me to, quote-unquote, enjoy myself at work. So thanks to you and your advice and your pills, here I am in a situation.
Can you help me a little by defining situation?
What started as a one-night drug-enhanced sex marathon with Dr. Lizzie has slowly blossomed into something else. Before I knew it, I was in a wicked pool house behind a two-story modern Cape Cod with gabled roofing and a Sub-Zero Pro 48 fridge stocked with Snapple. And you're the one who told me to perfume myself up like some kind of radio peacock.
Terry, are you suggesting all this started because you started to shower and groom yourself?
Celebrities have a much lower flashpoint for these things. More importantly, I am Dr. Lizzie's superior at work. My God, Kesden.
Have you tried talking honestly and directly to this woman?
About what? Her nurturing but concise sexual style? Or her vast selection of artisanal soaps and lotions? I guess I could talk to her, but it's like, you know, I got a good thing going here. This pool house, the one we have all the sex in, has a 100-inch 4K HD screen with voice activation and all the cable channels, including the Epix channel. Epix!
Terry, what is it exactly you want from this relationship?
Well, frankly, what I need is my own set of keys to the pool house.
But don't you want to go a little deeper than that?
No, that's true. I think a main house key is very reasonable. I do think she could give me a little more rope. I mean, I'm still mourning here. Well, depending on if Zelan is still alive. I'm either mourning or cheating, sometimes both simultaneously. Like the other night when I started crying during intercourse.
Perhaps if you're just upfront and honest.
Mucus dripping on her breasts.
You don't know what this woman is thinking. She may be on the same page with you.
Just be honest, huh? Just talk to her? As an adult woman? I mean, clearly this is no girl I'm dealing with. This is a real woman. Yes, Terry, just talk like an adult. Two adults talking.
There you go. That's great, Terry. Really great progress.
Well, no thanks to you. I'm not even sure I should pay full price for this session, seeing as I came to everything on my own.
You have a $5 copay. You couldn't buy a medium latte with that.
Ah, great. That is your one good idea of the month. I'll bring her a latte. Carnation out.
You're listening to KSB, Kinda Spectacular Broadcasting.
Hello, good evening. Hello, hi.
Oh, good evening, Terry. Oh, you shouldn't have.
No, Jeet. This extra, very expensive latte is not for you.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm actually allergic to milk and all other foods that can be made into milks. So, is it for Annabelle?
Where did you hear that name?
Well, it was on your last show.
Oh, right. No, no. Is Lizzie around?
Oh, yeah, she's on the air right now. Here, let me enhance.
And before I go to that whiny castrated loser who just called in, here's what I have to say to you. You need to seriously re-examine the life choices you made. Trust me, your kids hate you for a reason. All right, up next, what is it? Pet Psychic Lady? Yeah, Pet Psychic Lady, up next.
You've been listening to The Dr. Lizzie Show. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Hello, Lizzie.
Well, hello there, boy toy.
Oh, I brought you this. It's a foamy vanilla half-calf latte with cinnamon.
Oh, that's so sweet. But I never touch the stuff. I'm naturally caffeinated. I thought for sure you'd know that by now.
Keston.
Listen, meet me at my house at 2 o'clock. Park 6 blocks away and come in at the back alley door by the garbage
cans. Okay, wait, hold on. I was hoping that, well, we could address the elephant in the room first.
I told you. Effort is much more important to me than size.
No. What? Really? That's all. No. I mean, here at work, well, you're my subordinate.
Excuse me? I get twice your ratings. Possibly 3 times. I have 800,000 Instagram followers and have been here 5 years without taking a crazy break. I have a publicist. Which of these makes me your subordinate? You know what? Forget about coming over.
Well, this isn't going the way I thought it would.
Yeah. God forbid things don't go your way. I gotta go. Make me sick.
Cheat, did you hear that?
Unfortunately, yes. She has a commanding voice that really carries.
She blew me off! After everything she made me do that we did together. There's only one reason for this.
Yeah, her many dating options. Like that hot UPS guy she flirts with sometimes.
Hot UPS? No, what? No! No! She's in on it. Don't you see? She's in on the conspiracy.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to narrow that down a little bit.
My wife is still alive, Jeet. Lizzie knows it. Someone got to her. I mean, why else would she rebuff a celebrity of my stature that she now has carnal knowledge of? We had intercourse in the dog style.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that with you again and again?
Makes zero sense. I'm going to need to go back into my past, unlock my future. I need Annabelle. She will have the answers. Jeet, bring the car around.
Yes. Oh, you mean my Geo Metro?
Yes. The biggest life decision Zelan and I ever made was adopting Annabelle. Our lives were turned upside down, but in the best way. You know, we got no sleep, we had a lot more responsibilities, but our lives suddenly had meaning. Soon, we weren't just living for ourselves, but for someone else, too. For someone so small, she made our lives 10 times bigger. Annabelle, well, frankly, she taught us how to love. Giving her up when Zelan died was the hardest decision I ever had to make. And as much as it would reopen that wound, I needed to see her again.
Whoa, what is this place?
Zelan's sister Jill lives here with her husband. They have a daughter of their own and have also been Annabelle's guardian since Zelan died. They hate me.
You're kidding. Their parents named one daughter Zelan and the other one Jill? That's weird. Is it short for like Jilan or
Focus, Jeet. Zilan? Jeet. These people are not like you and I. They're close-minded and very susceptible to any type of corporate manipulated suggestion. I need to win over their deluded minds.
Well, you guys have history, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell them a funny story about the good old days?
Yes.
When things were simpler.
Yes.
Everyone loves those.
Good idea. Okay. Yes.
But seriously, Jill?
Hmm.
Well, look who it is. Shouldn't you be getting probed by aliens somewhere?
Oh, I get it. Very funny. Hello, Jill. You're looking well. You've lost weight. I'd guess at least, what, 35 pounds?
I'm 8 months pregnant.
What? Wow. Oh, no. A woman your age can still have children?
Very fertile. What do you want, Terry?
I came to see Annabelle.
Ugh, I knew it. I had a feeling. Cindy takes care of her now. That's up to her.
Cindy, seriously? You're letting a third grader take care of Annabelle?
Oh, she's 15.
Doesn't mean she's not still in third grade. Look at her mother. And Annabelle needs a lot of attention, I'll have you know.
What do you want with her?
I can't really talk about it. I just need to see her.
Not without Cindy's permission.
Can I talk to Cindy, then?
No. She's taking a selfie class over Zoom.
A selfie? How?
And then she has a TikTok class right after it, so sorry, you can't see her.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I will wait for dear little Cindy.
I don't know how long she's going to be, though. The TikTok class runs long.
Okay,
People get excited.
It is very important for all of us that I see Annabelle.
Mom! Who are those creepy guys down there?
It's Terry Carnation. He used to be your uncle.
Still your uncle.
Remember him?
Still your uncle.
No, and not anymore. Ex-uncle.
It's Uncle Terry, Cindy.
Cindy.
Come down here, please.
Cindy, don't leave until you take a good selfie.
I love you, Cindy. Nice room, Cindy. This is, who's that? Justin Bieber?
No, that's Ninja. He's a gamer and a YouTuber. Do you know what YouTube is? Or?
Oh, I am familiar with YouTube. I've amassed a few views myself.
Cool. So, were you, like, really married to my Aunt Zalan? I mean, I only recognize your name at all from being made fun of at the dinner table. Sorry.
Tell them a funny story about the good old days when things were simpler. Everyone loves those.
Yes. Yes, Cindy, you and I go way back, actually. I remember when I first met you, you were like, I don't know, 3 years old. Zalan and your mom were having some people over for dinner. It was 20, 30 people there. And you were as cute as could be. You just ran down the stairs and made a big announcement to everyone in the room.
Really? What did I say?
You said, Mama, duty time. I have a dirty diaper. Wipe my tushy, Mama. Wipe my tushy tush. Then you dropped trow in front of the whole party and ran around in a circle screaming, Ah, duty, duty time, duty time.
Oh, gross.
We thought you might have gotten into the liquor cabinet. It was very charming. Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Listen, Cindy, you're an adult now. I get it. I'm just gonna tell you what I need. I need her.
Are you talking about Annabelle? Okay, why do you need the guinea pig that you abandoned years ago? And, might I add, it better make, like, total sense? And you have 5 seconds, go.
Okay, look, it's not a big deal. Although Zalan was certified dead by the Tijuana coroner's office, I'm not so sure, especially after future Terry Carnation called into my radio show and reminded me about Annabelle. So now I believe Annabelle was a witness the night Zalan was quote-unquote killed,
what?
You see? So obviously the answer is somewhere in that guinea pig's marble-sized brain. So what I want to do is simply bring Annabelle to a radio pet psychic I work with to find out what she really saw, do you see? It's really not that big of a deal. Hello?
Okay. Just, whoa, because that is awesome.
Awesome? Oh, great.
Yeah.
So can I please have her now?
Oh, I don't know. She's very important to me. You know, we have like a bond. We're both blonde. You know, we're both nocturnal. We both like to tear up old magazines.
And according to my old memory of you, you both poop little pellets.
Oh, gross.
Fine. Just spill it. What do you want for her?
Well, I'm in the mood for some froyo. You know, my parents are real dictators about desserts. I think a large would do it.
Okay, fine, but nothing over $10.
Unlimited toppings.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know how much a scoopful of gummy worms costs?
I need 3 toppings.
3 toppings of 1 scoop each, 1 container. If it doesn't all fit in the container, tough. If they offer you a second container for just your toppings, tough.
You got a deal.
Deal. Pack up the pig.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Dark Air listeners, let's get serious for a minute. It's me, Terry. Well, you probably knew that. Therapy has been a crucial part of my life for the last 30 years. Why would I not spend the time, energy, attention, and money in making myself a better person, a more balanced person? I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist. It's incredibly convenient. Talkspace lets you send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist on the Talkspace platform, and it is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists on it. It's affordable, it's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy, and it is secure and private. Now, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code DARK. What's that code, folks? DARK. To get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show as well. That's DARK and Talkspace.com. Thanks to Cindy's Gen Z chicanery, I was nearly late for my show. Before I could unlock Annabelle's secret, I had work to do. The kind that pays the bills.
And that, dear listeners, is the ugly truth and why I need to keep close tabs on my cheese intake. Caller, you are now on Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Hi, Terry. How you doing? This is Dave from Livingston, New Jersey. Very happy to be here with you.
Hello, Dave.
And, if Dr. Lizzie is there, say hello to her for me. I'm a big fan.
Okay. Yes, I sure will, Dave. I sure will. Dave, do you have a question or something? Because I'd love to get to an actual question.
Sure,
you have
a starting
word, a topic, anything?
Yeah.
Anything, Dave?
Yeah. So I was watching The Brady Bunch on Hulu recently. I just got the streaming subscription. And I noticed that they all had the episodes except season one, episode 13, when all the Bradys get the measles. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that, but how I remember The Brady Bunch. Oh. I was the biggest Alice fan. I found her fascinating, captivating, misunderstood. She was the servant, and yet she was the one in charge. And I remember wishing as a child, I wish I had an Alice in my life. I wish I had someone to tell me what to do, where to go, clean up after me, just give me a smart little sassy remark.
No, that was my mother.
I wish I had a mother like Alice. You know, if I was Mr. Brady, I would have jettisoned that blonde bimbo and gotten together with Alice. Well, you don't even need whatever. What's her name? Barbara Eden?
Yep. She's great. But what I thought was crazy about this is that I think Viacom CBS was paid to get rid of that measles episode because they show the family just getting over it. Mm. They didn't go to the doctor. They didn't go to the hospital after just a few days.
Really? Is that so fascinating? And it always seems like Alice was wearing a kind of a maid's costume, but it was kind of a dress. It was kind of in between the two. You always wondered, like, what did she have on up under there? You know what I mean?
But my thing is that this whole measles thing doesn't fit with the whole Big Pharma's agenda to give us all those pointless vaccines. I mean, we're getting poked and prodded every which way.
Right.
Right.
Indeed, we are poked and prodded. I'd like to get poked and prodded by Alice, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I don't know. Measles, schmeasles. I mean, when's the last time you ever heard of anyone getting the measles, right? I mean, it's...
Well, my parents both died from measles.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a pretty terrible disease for a lot of people, so...
Yes. It's something to examine, measles, vaccines...
Yeah.
Episodes. But, you know, what's interesting to me, Dave, is the second biggest room in the entire Brady household is Mr. Brady's office. I mean, it's a giant workspace,
right?
It's got his own fireplace.
Yeah.
And he's in a house. I think there's four bedrooms, the way they share, the way they divvy up the rooms. I can't really...
You could fit a king bed in that thing, yeah.
I mean, you could adopt another three children, you know?
Alice could live in there.
Well, hello. Thank you. Does she have kids? Probably.
Yeah, she has a husband, I think. He comes in. He's a working class guy.
She has a husband.
Or a boyfriend. I don't know what their situation is.
That really blows the illusion for me. I always thought of Alice as being single and being available. Well, thanks for your call, Dave.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Sorry about those measles. Okay, next caller.
Take a deep breath. You're in Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Carnation Nation, there is so much misinformation out there about eating healthy. Remember that old food pyramid we were taught as kids? Well, guess what? It's completely obsolete. What about the fact that you're not supposed to eat after 10 at night, or after midnight, or in my case, after 3 a.m.? Who knows? Noom knows. If you want to lose weight, it's not about one thing you ate today, but how you eat in general. Noom knows the answers to all of your food questions is the same. It has to do with psychology. It's about how you eat in general, based in psychology. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. I've always had a rather strained relationship with food. And for once in my life, I would like to eat better, to feel better, to have more energy, to enjoy exercising again, and to understand my cravings. Now, this is based in psychology, and it has a cognitive behavioral approach, which means it's not just about losing weight, you're building the habits that you need to keep it off. So there is a science to getting healthier, and it is called Noom, N-O-O-M. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/dark. Support the show and put in the word dark. Noom.com/dark. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/dark.
Oh, look who we have here. We've got Marguerite calling back. Marguerite the Time Traveler is with us. Hello, Marguerite. You're back on Dark Air. Where are you this time, or when are you this time?
Well, I finally made it happen, Terry, and I am in 1997. America.
Okay. Now let me get this straight. You could go anywhere or any when you'd like.
Yeah.
You could go to the Parthenon, the
right.
Ancient Egypt. You could be there at the Renaissance. You could be there at Jesus' crucifixion.
Ew, sad.
And resurrection.
Ooh.
Ghost. Anywhere, and you chose to go to 1997. 100%.
Who wouldn't?
Why?
Okay, I'm a little taken aback by your attitude, Terry. I thought you were open to all possibilities, even late grunge possibilities. But 1997, if you must ask, is the year of the Loomis Fargo bank robbery. It is the year that Titanic was released in the theater. I'm going to go see it later today. In the theater, like widescreen.
Right, but you could see Titanic.
Theater popcorn.
In a re-release.
Not in the when is it going to be re-released? Okay, do I have to say any more? Do you really need more examples of why I picked 1997, Terry?
Actually, I would like more reasons.
I'm glad you asked. The 13-kilometer Confederation Bridge, which was the world's longest bridge spanning ice-covered waters, opened between Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, Canada.
I feel like you're reading...
It's in the paper I'm looking at today. It's in the paper. I'm looking at the paper that documents the thing that happened today.
I feel like you're Googling 1997 events and just reading to them
to
me.
No, in fact, I can't Google because Google doesn't exist right now. So that's actually partly why I called you, was that I want to bet on the Super Bowl and win some money, but I don't know anything about football. And I should have probably looked this up before I came, but I was just too excited about the Spice Girls. But, can you Google it for me, Terry, who won the Super Bowl in 1997? I guess give them all to me. I'll just hang out here and
Green Bay Packers.
And Green Bay Packers won, okay.
But you've got to split the proceeds with me, with your buddy Terry.
100%. Okay, but guess where I am right now, Terry? I kind of buried the lead here because I'm super excited.
Where's that, Marguerite?
Okay, so I'm in line at a bookstore. Yes, an actual bookstore existed in 1997, where waiting in line means you're online, not online. And guess what? Getting ready to buy. 1997,
Stephen
you know.
King's Rose Red? I don't know.
Okay, I think you're being funny. Okay, come on. 1997, the first...
Game of Thrones.
No, the first Harry Potter book comes out of this year. Not only this year, today. I am in line, Terry, for the first Harry Potter book. I'm
so this is an epic day. You are going to buy the first Harry Potter book.
Epic.
And go epic. Take that book and you can read it in the lobby while seeing Titanic in its opening week.
Oh my God. Do you think I could go to a friend's taping?
I'm sure that can be arranged. Marguerite, thank you so much for your call. We
I
need to go
if
to a break.
In real life.
Appreciate it. Have fun in 1997.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Top thumping.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba to you, Terry.
Love to hear back from you, Marguerite. So long. Enjoy Titanic again.
Don't tell me how it ends. I'm not listening.
And now a little word from, you guessed it, our sponsor.
Hello, Nation of Carnation. Listen, I know that some of you are sleeping on some old saggy mattresses at night. You know who you are. And you deserve better. So give yourself an upgrade. There are so many reasons to lose sleep these days. There's politics, there's pandemics, there's the paranormal. But Helix offers a solution. Because they have several different mattress models to choose from. Soft, medium, and firm mattresses. You take a sleep quiz. It only takes 2 minutes. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? You personalize the mattress that's perfect for you at Helix. So if you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to. The mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. It is so awesome. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take Terry Carnation's word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazines. Excellent magazines, indeed. What you need to do is go to helixsleep.com/dark. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz. Just take it. It's 2 minutes of your life. It's so worth it. They have a 10-year warranty, by the way, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. So, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/dark. That's helixsleep.com/dark for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Who doesn't love a free pillow?
Before we go to commercial, I just want to be totally clear on that one last point. Of course you can do naked yoga in front of your pets. In fact, it's the only way I do it. Because remember, our pets don't instinctively know what clothes even are. So when I'm in my living room doing my down-facing dog, au naturel, I will proudly let my sit-bone rose bloom behind me high into the air. Right against my aquarium. We'll be right back after these words.
Hey, Veronica.
Oh, my.
Show's going great so far.
Hi, Terry. Ooh, you're so sweaty. I'm sensing a lot of pheromones in the air.
Veronica, I need you to see someone before you go back on the air. I can't go into details, but this little guinea pig right here could have life or death information.
Perfect. Oh, I have an idea. Come on my show. We'll do it together.
I can't do that. This one's too touchy.
Touchy is good. I like touchy. I am touchy. But I'm sorry, Terry, if you want to do this, I'm going to need you with me the remaining 2 hours.
Okay, fine. Oh, come on, if I can do it anonymously.
Terry, my mother always said to me, don't ever give it away for free, darling.
Well, that's disturbing.
So if you want guinea pig answers, then I need the great Terry Carnation in the flesh.
Welcome back, goddesses and gods. We have a very special edition of Pet Psychic tonight. The one and only Terry Carnation is here with us as co-host. One could say it's the Veronica plus Terry show.
Okay. Hello, Veronica. Pleasure to be here. I wanted to see what you could get from Annabelle here. I won't tell you anything about her. I want her to tell you what it is she wants, or more importantly, what she might have seen in her life.
Okay, hand this beauty over. Yes. I'm getting a lot of action. A lot of turmoil.
I knew it. Can this guinea pig tell you anything? Anything important?
Yes. He's got a lot on his mind.
Her mind.
Oh, her mind. Yes. She says...
What? What does she say?
She says she did see something. Something intense she shall never forget.
Oh, my God. What was it?
It was a glimpse of you. In your MeUndies.
My what?
Prancing around your apartment in your irresistibly soft micromodal fabric MeUndies. Terry, I've never been so jealous of a guinea pig.
Are you seriously sneaking in a MeUndies plug at this incredibly vulnerable moment for me?
Oh, lighten up, Terry. First-time purchasers get 15% off and free shipping. And if you're not satisfied for any reason...
They'll refund or exchange it, no questions asked, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I know. God, what a shamelessly crammed-in plug. So to get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/dark. That's MeUndies.com/dark. Now, let's take a breath and get back into the legitimate animal psychic communication. What's she saying?
She's being silly. What? Why do you feed me so much celery?
She seems to have an English accent.
Yes. She's from the hoi polloi, she's telling me.
Listen, but I don't feed her celery. Cindy feeds her.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, she knows that.
Okay, well then tell her to stop fooling around. Annabelle, bad. Stop it. Right now, bad. This is serious business.
Okay, I'm going in. Going in deep now. Terry, I need you to go pee-pee in the shredded paper like I do. Water out of the upside-down bottle like I do. Too much celery. No more celery!
Oh, God damn it! Where is she? What happened to Zalan, you little blonde rat? Tell me!
Terry!
Ow!
Damn it! I had her! I was this close! She's scared now. We'll be right back after this short break.
Sorry about that. Now... I think we might need to turn up the heat and outsmart this headstrong little rodent. What do you say? We need to bring in the big guns. Do you know any real psychics? People psychics?
5 seconds, Veronica.
I sure do. All of us psychics know each other. We do a monthly potluck. None of us even has to say what to bring.
And we're back with the Veronica plus Terry show. For this next segment... I am calling on all my peeps in the psychic/human department. We need your help. Tyrone the Magnificent, if you are there, call in. Tyrone, any of my top psychics, please call in. Somni, Melise, Birdie G, Cassia, Maud, anyone. Ah, here we go. Tyrone, my friend, you are on the air. Work your miracles.
Hello? This is Tyrone. I need total silence. Total silence.
Okay.
It's
great radio.
Still talking.
All right. Sorry. Yep.
Whoosh. There. I sent it.
Sent what?
You didn't get my psychic message?
Hmm?
Do you have a psychic spam folder?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I sent it. It should be there.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, fine. It was about his need for a companion. He said,
oh,
hello.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, his?
Mm-hmm.
This guinea pig is a female. Ugh.
Perhaps both gender? Hello?
Thank you, Tyrone. Here, Birdie G, you're on the air. Birdie knows his stuff.
I have been listening very closely. Terry, I want you to put your face right up against the guinea pig's. Put your face right up to his.
Hers!
Yes, that's right. Hers.
Supposed to be a psychic.
Just listen closely.
To what? Oh. To you?
Do you hear that? That's her speaking. That's her soul speaking, and her soul is saying she wants you to eat her.
What?
Yes, eat her. She wants you to eat her, devour her.
What?
Put her out of her misery. The thought of more celery is just too much for her.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to eat a live guinea pig on the air.
What she wants. It's what she needs.
I'm not going to eat my guinea pig.
Become one with her.
Okay, next.
Maud, finally, line three. Hello?
I am seeing it very clearly. This guinea pig was once a great warrior, yes. Yes, violence was a way of life. Oh, the courage, the valor, the heroics, the swords, the violence, the pain. Oh, he wants you to know.
She! God damn it! It's a she! Why, you can't even get the gender right! My God, you so-called psychics are all a bunch of farcical quacks. Every single one of you is a complete swindling hack.
Terry!
Who preys on the weak-minded.
Terry, what are you doing?
I haven't been around such complete idiots since that YouTuber convention. Fuck all psychics and fuck all guinea pigs!
Well, that should do it for tonight. This is Veronica the Pet Psychic telling you we are all spiritual beings having an animal experience, some of us in human form. So please be kind and loving to all forms of life. Good night.
Veronica, Pet Psychic, will be back tomorrow night.
Terry, you've done it! The message boards are lighting up!
You're kidding! Really?
Yes! You are trending on the internet, my friend! Three subreddits dedicated to you just opened up. Terry Carnation Animal Hater, Psychics Against Carnation, and Fraud Nation. And you should see YouTube! The haters are loving you!
That's...
Well, hating you.
It... And tell me why that's a good thing again?
Terry, they're digging up your old tweets.
I'm...
This is huge.
But I've never tweeted.
Oh my God, Terry, you're on the dark web.
I'm not sure.
Whoa, Terry, someone just said they found your medical records.
Okay.
They have so many opinions about your hygiene.
I...
Wait, is it true you just have one testicle?
Okay.
Someone once wrote, "Humiliation is the beginning of sanctification. Without it, one cannot see God." That idiot was wrong. The damage was done. I had crossed the metaphysical line and there was no turning back. I was the official celebrity pariah of the psychic community, and with that, ruined any chance at connecting with my beloved Zelan. Also, I completely forgot that guinea pigs are like Pez dispensers for turds.
Oh, Cindy, thank you so much for taking Annabelle back. She really belongs here with you.
Yeah, well, my parents are certainly going to be pissed. So I guess actually I should thank you.
I really like this tart yogurt thing. Why didn't they have this when I was your age? The toppings. So creative. Blondie bites. Yes, please.
And yet, no thank you to the word tart. It's not PC anymore. You can't say tart, so.
Oh. How about empowered sex worker yogurt?
That's actually pretty good.
Is that better?
That's pretty good. If you can stick probiotics in there somewhere, too, I mean, there's just, like, health benefits, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, so my aunt really loved you, huh?
Zelan and I had, well, an indestructible bond.
Wow.
It was unorthodox. One that most people could not understand with their limited emotional intelligence, but why do you ask?
Actually... Even my mother used to say at dinner all the time, I can't believe my sister is madly in love with that stupid, delusional, paranoid maniac.
Oh.
I fear him, but she doesn't, against all odds, you know? She really, truly loves that weirdo. She really, really does.
And this weirdo loved her.
Are you gonna finish that, empowered sex worker probiotic yogurt, or could I get in there?
Be my guest, Cindy.
Thanks. It's really tart.
Hey, watch your language, young lady.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.